رب للسنفون رب العالمين Islam is the way of life Islam is the way of life
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
Dear viewers of Madani channel, once again welcome. And today our topic is modesty in Islam, a very important topic. It's about the modesty, haya. Question of the day, aaj ko batayenge ki aaj kaun sa question of the day hai. Lekin pehle usse durood e paak ki fazilat. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, whoever send peace and blessings upon me, Allah azza wa jal showers mercies upon him. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Inshallah, keep sending your messages, your calls, and also the right answer of today's question. Question of the day. What is the name of the angel of death? The name of the angel of death. Very simple and very easy answer. True modesty, Joanna, is the source of all virtues, of all the good actions. Lekin wo true modesty kehte kisko hai, what is the definition of modesty? How we can attain the modesty? Inshallah, we will discuss today a very important topic. کہتے ہیں نا کہ جو بنیادیں ہیں جو خوبی ہے اسلام کی ان میں ایک خوبی حیا بھی ہے موڈیسٹی کے حوالے سے بھی بات ہوگی انشاءاللہ ون آف دا برانچز آف ایمان ایز ویل یہ جو موڈیسٹی آج ہمارا ٹاپک ہے بہرحال آئیے ایک کلام سنتے ہیں
تو شمع رسالت ہے عالم تیرا پروانہ تو شمع رسالت ہے عالم تیرا پروانہ تو ماہ نبوت ہے تو ماہ نبوت ہے اے جلوہ جانانا تو ماہ نبوت ہے اے جلوہ جانانا جو ساقی کوثر کے چہرے سے نقاب اٹھے جو ساقی کوثر کے چہرے سے نقاب اٹھے ہر دل بنے میں خانہ ہر دل بنے میں خانہ ہر آنکھ ہو پیمانہ ہر دل بنے میں خانہ ہر آنکھ ہو پیمانہ تو شمع رسالت ہے عالم تیرا پروانہ دل اپنا چمک اٹھے ایمان کی طلعت سے دل اپنا چمک اٹھے ایمان کی طلعت سے کر آنکھیں بھی نورانی اے جلوہ جانانا کر آنکھیں بھی نورانی اے جلوہ جانانا تو شمع رسالت ہے عالم تیرا پروانہ پیتے ہیں تیرے در کا کھاتے ہیں تیرے در کا پیتے ہیں تیرے در کا کھاتے वादे हैं तेरे दरे का पानी है तेरा पानी पानी है तेरा पानी दाना है तेरा दाना पानी है तेरा पानी दाना है तेरा दाना तू शम मेरी सालत है आलम तेरा परवान दुनिया में हमें तुमने जब अपना बनाया है दुनिया में हमें तुमने जब अपना बनाया है महशर में भी कह देना आका महशर में भी कह देना ये है मेरा दीवाना महशर में भी कह देना ये है मेरा दीवाना तू शम मेरी सालत है आलम तेरा परवाना गिर पड़ के यहाँ पहुँचा मर मर के इसे पाया गिर पड़ के यहाँ पहुँचा मर मर के इसे पाया छूटे ना इलाही अब संगे दर जलाना छूटे ना इलाही अब संगे दर जलाना तुशम मेरी सालत है आलम तेरा परवाना सरकार के जलवों से रोशन है दीने नूरी सरकार के जलवों से रोशन है दीने नूरी ताहशर रहे रोशन नूरी का ये काशाना ताहशर रहे रोशन नूरी का ये काशाना तुशम मेरी सालत है आलम तेरा परवाना माहे नबुवत है ऐ जलवाए जनाना
सुभान अल्लाह सल्लू अला अल हबीब सल्लल्लाहु तआला अला मोहम्मद सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम मॉडेस्टी इन इस्लाम मॉडेस्टी टेक अ पर्सन टू जन्ना एंड इमॉडेस्टी टेक्स टू हेल सो नाउ इट्स अप टू अस व्हाट पाथ व्हाट वे वी चूज द वे टू सक्सेस वे टू जन्ना इज मॉडेस्टी मॉडेस्टी से हटकर तो कुछ भी नहीं मिलता ये याद रखिएगा मॉडेस्टी एक आउटर होती है एक इनर होती है उसमें मॉडेस्टी में आपकी लैंग्वेज भी आती है मॉडेस्टी में आपका ड्रेस भी आता है मॉडेस्टी में आपकी एटीट्यूड भी आते हैं मॉडेस्टी के अंदर आपका वे ऑफ डीलिंग वे ऑफ टॉकिंग वे ऑफ अर्निंग वे ऑफ एवरीथिंग आता है ये याद रखिए बहुत यानी कि एक अजीम ब्लेसिंग है जिसको अल्लाह ताला नसीब फरमा दे माशाल्लाह हमारे साथ इफ्तिखार भाई हैं टीचर भी हैं साथ में शायद भाई सॉलिसिटर भी हैं इनकी अपनी एक व्यूज होती हैं किस तरीके से चीजें जज की जाती हैं एज अ मॉडेस्ट पर्सन एज अ मॉडेस्ट टीचर एज अ मॉडेस्ट स्टूडेंट आप जो भी ले लें इस्लाम के अंदर मॉडेस्टी से जो है ना चीजों को परखा जाता है जांचा जाता है इस्लाम के अंदर
Definitely, yes. modesty is something that is a huge part and it has a huge connection to our Iman and Islam. And being modest and having this modesty in our life is a key. And if the more that we lose it, the more our respect goes, the more our dignity goes. The modesty, if we have a look at a brief definition, the attributes that protects from the act that is disliked in the sight of Allah Almighty and His creation is called modesty.
in today's day and era, immodesty is on the high, is around us, and we see it in many shapes and forms, whether it's through speech, whether it's through our actions, whether it's through what we see or what we hear. And this has become so common and popular that we have even come to a stage where it's hard to distinguish between the two.
It is strange and modesty.
It's strange. If someone becomes modest today, they say that he's the strange person. Mm. If someone tries to adopt it, they think that there's something wrong with him. And the ones that are doing all the wrong,
there's shameless things,
shamefulness comes with it, other things come with it. And the Prophet has stated, when you do not have modesty, do whatever you want.
Allah.
It's a big warning for us. Mm. When you don't have modesty, do whatever you want. And that person where you see that when he does become immodest, they lead to this end of doing those things which they have no care about. Yeah. They have no worry about the way that they dress, the way that they talk, the way that they go about their actions. And in this manner, they spend their life and their days. There's many ways for us to, inshallah, to learn about this. Remember, from the blessed life of the Prophet ﷺ, we should always take our examples, and we should use the Prophet's blessed life to, alhamdulillah, to implement it into our lives. And if we see how modest and shy the Prophet ﷺ was, that is mentioned from Sayyidina Abu Sa'id Khudri alayhi rahmah, he said that the Prophet ﷺ was more shy, modest than a maiden in her parda. Meaning that when a maiden, a girl, is about to be married, she sits in the corner of a house, she's shy to speak to anybody, she's shy to talk and communicate with anybody. This was the modesty of the Prophet ﷺ. And then we look at his blessed companions, we see Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala, and famously known for his modesty. How modest was he that he wouldn't even stretch his feet out when alone? He never stretched his feet out alone. How he used to dress when he was alone. This was his level of modesty, even though there's nobody around him. But his fear of Allah Almighty, his modesty in his life was this, that even sitting alone in the house, he would still be the same like he'd be amongst the people. If we look further regarding the modesty of other blessed companions and our pious predecessors, how they used to stay away from sin, how they used to want to make sure they protect their eyes and their gaze. If there's any gathering, they'll make sure that they didn't go towards it. And why is this connected to the iman very strongly? Because the Prophet ﷺ said, when one goes, the other would follow.
Allah.
When modesty goes, the iman will follow. And there's an example of this we can understand from the other individual, the very pious individual, who was a muezzin of a masjid, first to be in the saf, very punctual with his salah. He was a person that was, alhamdulillah, well known for his piety in the area. He was going to offer the salah in the local masjid. And when he went to offer the salah, it was time to give the zan, so he climbed the minar. After climbing the minar, his eyes, his gaze, they set sight on a woman. When he saw that woman, instead of lowering his gaze, he became attracted towards her.
Allah.
What does Islam teach us? To lower our gaze, to have that haya, to have that modesty. He then, when his gaze set upon that woman, instead of doing the pious, the good deed that he was supposed to do and he had the intention of doing, he came from the minaret and he started to go after that woman. He started to talk and communicate with her, and he said that, I want to marry you. She said that, you can't marry me, we're from different religions.
Mm.
Now look how closely iman and modesty are connected.
Allah.
What did he utter? He said that, I will come into your religion, and he left the fold of Islam.
Astaghfirullah.
That person, if he had lowered his gaze and he was modest, his iman would have been protected.
Mm.
And with the tongue, similar examples we can give. That with the tongue, that we are not modest, we speak filth, we say things randomly, we don't care, we don't think about what we are saying, again, we can destroy our iman.
Sure.
That's why modesty and iman are very, very closely connected. If we leave the modest way of living, then what's going to happen, whether it's through our clothing or whether it's through anything else, we are going to be damaging our iman. And we don't want it to be the case that we end up saying or doing something that destroys our iman.
MashaAllah, if we look at in our society, there's no modesty left. Very little, in fact. But in fact, the immodesty has increased rapidly. Mr. Harbhai gave an example, you know, protecting your eyes, if you mix it with non-mahrams, watching certain films, dramas, anything as such, which are obscene, you know, protect yourself from these. That is modesty. Shaza, if you look at it in this aspect, in nowadays, where a daughter, she covers herself from her father, a wife covers herself from her husband, is called good modesty. They protect themselves. In the past, people used to have modesty in everything. And we should have modesty from Allah Almighty in watching, doing certain things that which nobody doing. People used to be very careful in their actions due to modesty as well. Once a person, he was stretching his legs and his feet in the masjid. He heard a voice saying, "Is that the way that you sit in the court of Allah Almighty?" He immediately folded his legs, and the only time his legs were stretched again were in the grave.
Allah.
This is called modesty. As Zanabai mentioned, that modesty and iman are both together, hand in hand.
Sure.
If one is removed, the other one is automatically removed. How can one know that there is modesty within himself? You can realize this from your own actions. When someone behaves in a particular way, they talk in a particular way, they will realize whether they are modest or whether they are immodest. Our society here is that we go to parties, we go to events, we go to weddings, we introduce our wives, our daughters, our sisters to non-mahram in such a way. And we don't even think about the modesty in this aspect. Likewise, when a wife, she'll probably introduce her husband or to her friends, "This is my husband," in this aspect. The connection of eyes of one another, where is modesty gone? We need to protect ourselves and need to stop mixing in this kind of behavior. It's not modesty, but it's, in fact, it's immodesty. And the conversation between the two would be in such an aspect. And the person who does this is known as the youth, who is destined for hell, because he's lost the modesty. He's introducing his immediate family members.
Called the youth, yeah?
The youth.
Allah.
He's introducing his family members to non-mahrams, whereas we should be protecting ourselves from this kind of action. We tend to send our daughters, our wives, our sisters away on journeys without a mahram as well. The reality is, if our daughters, wives, sisters, they need to travel somewhere, as a mahram, we should be traveling with them as well. But because nowadays we think it's easier, let them travel, we don't think about the effects it can have and how dangerous these effects may be by sending them alone. When we look at colleges and universities nowadays, we see our daughters, our sisters, college, universities, in the name of education. Once they're out there, they're mixing with everybody else. And the condition of society out there is such that, in name of achieving education, they get into relationships with non-mahram. They then come home saying to their parents, "This is my boyfriend, this is my girlfriend." The immodesty has completely gone out. We need to protect ourselves on the, yes, gain education, but remain within the grounds of Sharia. Remain within what Islam teaches us.
Allah Mare Alpa Rahim Farma, yes, it's a reality. Even the clothing, even the aap chahe khane ke purpose pe lein, baat karne ke purpose pe lein, kapdon pe lein, you look everywhere. Seriously, it's very difficult. It's very difficult. Agar apni aankhon ko kehte hain ki chalo hum sabko nahi samjha sakte, apni aankhon ko to kufle Madina laga sakte hain. Lower your gaze, simple. Aap baat karte har koi madhare ko parda nahi kara sakte. आप अपनी आंखों को तो पर्दा करा सकते हैं ना, अपनी आंखों को तो नीचे रख सकते हैं. सेव योर सेल्फ फ्रॉम हेल, सेव योर सेल्फ. तो ठीक है, वो जमाना उस तरफ वो जा रहा है, तो आपको जाने की क्या जरूरत है? व्हाई यू डूइंग द सेम एक्शन? द सेम द वेडिंग होती है रिलीजियसली भी, अगर आप देखेंगे बहुत सारे तिलावत नात होती है, पर्दे का इंतजाम होता है, द सेम प्लेस. द नेक्स्ट वीक उधर कुछ और हो रहा होता है, वो भी मुसलमान है, ये भी मुसलमान है, लेकिन फर्क है, सोच का फर्क है, मॉडेस्टी का फर्क है. इट्स बिग थिंग. There's a big wall between modesty and immodesty के दरमियान एक बहुत बड़ी दीवार है. पता चलता है कि कौन modest है, कौन immodest है. अगर आप गौर करें अपने अरुण भाई, look at doctors nowadays, कितने doctors हैं. Look at the equipment, look at the operation theater, operation instrument कितने दुनिया में. यानी आज से पहले नहीं थे, 20, 30, 40, 50, 100 years. अगर जाए तो कोई मतलब जिंदा जो बंदा देख रहा होता था उसको उसी वक्त काटना पड़ता था चीजें. अभी तो आपको सुला देते, आपको पता ही नहीं होता जब उठे. यानी इतने बड़े बड़े ऑपरेशन हो रहे हैं इफ्तिखार भाई, शायद भी आप गौर करें, यानी कि कितना एडवांस हो गई है. अच्छा, एडवांस हो रही है टेक्नोलॉजी, एडवांस हो रही है मेडिकेशन, एडवांस हो रही है मेडिकल फैसिलिटी, डॉक्टर एडवांस हो रहे हैं, इक्विपमेंट एडवांस हो रहे हैं, तो बीमारियां तो खत्म होनी चाहिए थी. बट दे इंक्रीजिंग, प्रॉब्लम बढ़ रही है, लोग मर रहे ज्यादा है, लोग ज्यादा बीमार हो रहे हैं, अजीब अजीब बीमारियां आ रही है. वजह क्या है? अच्छा, वो बोले जी बहुत इस वजह क्या है, वो ऑर्गेनिक फूड नहीं है, ये नहीं है, मिलावट है, दैट्स नॉट द रीजन. जो मेरे आका ने फरमाया वो हक और सच फरमाया है. एवरीथिंग कैन बी रॉन्ग बट द प्रॉफिट दैट द स्टेटमेंट ऑफ द प्रॉफिट सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम नेवर बी रॉन्ग. मेरे आका अलैहि सलातो सलाम ने फरमाया है कि व्हेन पीपल ऑफ माय उम्मा विल बी इमोडेस्ट ओपनली दैट अल्लाह अज़्ज़ा वजल विल मेक देम गो थ्रू सच इलनेसेस दैट द पीपल बिफोर देम वुड नेवर हैव हर्ड अबाउट. उन्होंने पहले सुनी नहीं होगी जब ये इमोडेस्ट होंगे. दिस इज टाइम कोरोना डेंगी वायरस दिस वायरस मंकी वायरस सो मेनी वायरस नेवर हर्ड दीज नेम बिफोर. वाई वन ऑफ द रीजन इज इमोडेस्टी. यू कैन ब्रिंग सो मेनी फैसिलिटीज के ये कर लें ये कर लें ये इक्विपमेंट आ गए हमने ये बना लिए ये ऑपरेशन कर लिए. काम खत्म होना चाहिए था, बीमारियां कम होनी चाहिए थी, बीमारी बढ़ती जा रही है. लाइन की लाइन लगी ऑपरेशन थिएटर के बाहर, पीपल वेटिंग वन मंथ टू मंथ डेट मिल रही है, सिक्स मंथ की डेट मिल रही ऑपरेशन की. प्राइवेट कराओ वरना ये कराओ. इतना क्या वजह है? वजह यह है कि इमोडेस्टी बढ़ रही है, इसकी वजह से ये बीमारियां और ये सारी चीज आ रही है. मेरे आका अलैहि सलातो सलाम 1400 साल पहले फरमा के चले गए अपनी जिंदगियों में मॉडेस्टी लेकर आ, अपने बच्चों में उठना बैठना कैसे है, बच्चियों ने पर्दा कैसे करना है, दुपट्टा कैसे लेना है, बच्चों ने किस तरह जाना है, किसके आगे जाना है किसके आगे नहीं जाना है. वी हैव टू टीच एवरीथिंग. डांस करना उनको टीच कर रहे हैं, किस तरीके से बहस करना ये टीच कर रहे हैं, मॉडेस्टी टीच नहीं कर रहे. इस वजह से तो आज ये हमारा हाल है. दरसे कुरान अगर हमने ना बुलाया होता ये जमाना ना जमाने ने दिखाया होता. वो मौजिज से जमाने में साहिब कुरान होकर और आज हम खार हुए तारीख कुरान होकर. कुरान को छोड़ दिया, कुरान में मॉडेस्टी तो बयान है. कौन पसीराई कौन अप्रिशिएट करता है मॉडेस्ट को? लेकिन हमारे माशरा जो है वो शेमफुल एक्टिविटीज को जो है वो अप्रिशिएट कर रहा है और जो मॉडेस्ट है उनको देख रहा है आप ये कपड़े पहने रहे फटी हुई जीन्स पहने नो प्रॉब्लम, चुटिया बनाए नो प्रॉब्लम, जिगजैग बनाए नो प्रॉब्लम, कड़े पहने नो प्रॉब्लम. और मौलाना कोई अगर दीनी उलिया यानी रिलीजियस मॉडेस्ट कोई कपड़े पहन ले तो मौलाना साहब खैरियत है. अरे भाई आपको क्या हो गया? आप गौर करें, आपकी मेंटेलिटी है उस पर गौर करें कि आप कितने इस्लाम के बारे में किस तरफ नेगेटिव हो गए. आप लोग मॉडेस्टी ही आपको कामयाबी दिलाएगी, मॉडेस्टी ही जन्नत में लेके जाएगी यारों. इसके अलावा कोई ऑप्शन नहीं है हमारे पास.
अनफॉर्चुनेटली वी कुड से दैट you know, one of the causes of these illnesses, these infections. I mean, you know, you mentioned COVID. It was a disease that no one could see from the eye, yet it had the whole world on standstill. You know, wherever you go, whatever country you are in, for example, nothing was functional. Why? Because of this, you know, apparently small virus that no one could actually see with the eye. And no doubt we see these things and a possible cause of these illnesses, these viruses, etc., these circumstances is the way of the Muslims, is the way of the society and in which way it's heading. And so you know, modesty in itself, haya, is up there with some of the most centralized pivotal traits that Islam has given to Muslims.
Gee.
And it's because of leaving those that we see these circumstances. And so much so that the Prophet ﷺ himself has said that haya, every religion has a signature character trait. Every religion has a uniqueness.
Yeah.
And the character trait, the signature trait of Islam is haya.
Subhan, the uniqueness of Islam is
modesty. With modesty.
Allah.
And modesty. You know, when you look at those who truly follow Islam, you will see that trait of haya within them.
Subhan.
Regardless of their position, regardless of which background they're from, regardless of their age, you will see that trait. That and you can see it from, you know, a mile of this. You've probably seen yourself as well. You know, when children have been brought up with this trait as well, and they've been taught haya. You will see when they come to meet you, the way they you know, lower themselves in front of you, the way they meet and greet you, that this child has been brought up with haya, has been brought up with discipline. And in the same way, even though children, you know, you can tell this from the age of maybe 6, 7, 8 years old, when a child is the opposite of this, you know, he's jumping around, he's, you know, he doesn't know how to greet his elders, he doesn't know how to say salam properly. It's very noticeable, the difference in upbringings and the difference of how much this child has been disciplined and, you know, and trying to be instilled with haya. And, you know, haya is that thing which we need for this life and for the hereafter. And this is why, unfortunately, you see that it is the haya of Muslims that is being attacked. Whichever way you want to put it, whether it's through paper media, whether it's through social media, whether it's through any other means, it is the haya, the modesty of a Muslim that is constantly targeted and attacked. because, you know, it is the haya of a Muslim that will protect Muslims as a whole. And it's because they have, Muslims have weakened themselves in haya. You know, we heard that haram has become so normal that halal is seen as extreme.
Allah.
When someone is earning halal, it's like, oh, you know, you're still stuck in this? Come on, man, you know, you need to catch up with the world.
Allah.
You know, the world's progressed so much and you're still stuck in these ways. That's the sort of mindset that people, unfortunately, are having these essays. Even to the extent that people are consuming haram in their food. And in the back of the mind, they know. If you ask them deep down, they know that it is not right. It's not halal. It's not fully permissible. But they're like, oh, you know, they come up with all sorts of weird excuses to try and justify this consumption of haram and this you know, really weird attitude that Muslims have. And, you know, one big excuse that you find people saying that, oh, you know, the whole world's doing it. Kaun kaun nahi kar raha? You know, and they try to use this as a justification. But remember that in the hereafter, in your grave as well, it is you that will be questioned. Not all the people with you together. Every person will be judged upon their own actions or upon their own individual deeds. So if you try to today justify your actions by saying that so-and-so does it, so-and-so is not hujja, so-and-so is not, you know, the one who is eligible to give such rulings, or you can't follow so-and-so and say that because so-and-so does it, it's halal for me as well. No, this is not the way. And again, say that one big cause for this is a lack of knowledge.
Okay.
Because Muslims, they don't know the very basics of their deen.
Okay.
They don't know, you know, even very everyday sort of things, what is right to do, what is wrong to do. And this then leads on to bigger things. This is then leads on to bigger fitnas.
It's been media ka bhi bahut asar hai.
Of course.
Haan bhai, media has a great impact on the people mindset. वो कहते हैं कि टीवी पे दिख रहा था फला बंदा कर रहा था तो ठीक है भाई वो कर रहा था तो पहले मालूम तो करो किसी मुफ्ती से वो है भी या नहीं है इंटरनेट कोई मुफ्ती बनाया हुआ है जो आता वो डाला वो जो भी आ गया पीछे आदमी बैठा है अब औरत बैठी ये भी नहीं पता आपको पता ही है नेट पे किसी को क्या पता पीछे कौन है आईडी रख के नाम आगे उसने रखा हुआ होगा मुसलमान वाला पीछे गैर मुस्लिम चीजें लिख कर दे रहा है इस्लाम को जब भी तो ये प्रॉब्लम बढ़ रहा है नेगेटिव माइंडसेट फिर आप देखिए क्राइम रेशियो बढ़ रहा है हेटेड रेशियो बढ़ रहा है वायलेंस कितना बढ़ता जा रहा है उसकी एक रीजन ये है कि माइंड कैप्चरिंग हो रही है और ये सारी चीजें जो है ये इमोडिस्टी की ही वजह से हो रही है माशरे के अंदर ये जो बिगाड़ है जो क्राइम्स हैं ये जो लड़ाई झगड़े हैं ये सारी चीजें तो असल में जिसमें मॉडिस्टी होगी तो खामोश हो जाएगा वो सब्र भी करेगा चीजें भी देखेगा हया वाला होगा बेहयाई की तरफ नहीं जाएगा तो आंखें उठाओ तो सामने बोर्ड लगा होगा बेहयाई का रमजान में भी वो आगे फाड़ के देख रहा होगा चैनल भी वही देख रहा होगा रोजे के वक्त भी के जहाँ पे को चलो जी कोई इस तरह आ जाए
You the mindset, Shah Sahib. If you got the mindset, you can save yourself from many things. It's all about having that mindset. And you mentioned, and Harumba beautifully mentioned, a number of very important things that we are facing here. First of all, yes, it's not proof that if you read something or see somebody doing something, it gives you permission to then go and copy and do that thing. One of the things that we have gone away from is the company of the scholars. And we've taken our children away from this as well. If our children are not going to see practically how a modest person is, if they're not going to learn about it, if we're not going to be amongst those people, then we're going to grow up in such an environment that we don't know what modesty is. And this modesty, when we go away from it, then what's going to happen is that it's going to become normal for us. And when somebody is acting upon it, like Harumba has said, it's going to be strange for us. Like an Islamic sister, when she starts doing the full parda, she starts to veil, people find it very strange. But yet one of the best ways to judge any community, any area, if Islam is strong in there, to see if brothers have beards and see if the women are veiled and if they stay away and they don't mix in gatherings. One of the best ways to judge a community and an area. Alhamdulillah, Azawajal, as also Shahid Bhai mentioned, that this through media and through us seeing things and hearing things has become more and more modern, as you say.
Hmm.
Being successful, being modern, and immodesty are two different things. If somebody was to become immodest in dress and is walking around half naked, what is that going to achieve? Is that going to achieve QL? Is it going to make us more successful in something? Is it going to bring down crime ratios wrong? So the two separate things. For us to walk around immodest and say, oh, modern fashion changes. When we was at college, it was different. When we was at university, it was different. People wore all sorts. They wore funky hats. Now you tell them to wear it, they're going to say, no, I'm not going to wear that.
Sure.
There was such clothing that you ask them to wear it today and it's Eid coming up.
Backward.
Wear it on Eid, brother. They're going to say, no, can't wear that to Eid now. fashion comes, it goes.
He's a man of 18th century, 19th century.
Exactly. It comes, it goes. It's not something that's going to stay. But the thing that stays is the beautiful sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Whoever adopts the sunnah, whether they're young, they're old, they look beautiful in any era. Look beautiful in every era. And these young men that are modest, they are people that are, alhamdulillah, no doubt, they catch your attention. The one that lowers his gaze is walking on the street and he's not worried about what's going on around him, he's trying to protect himself. No doubt that's a person that gets your attention living in Western countries. And there's an individual who used to be like that. He used to walk after masjid, his eyes lowered, walking around to work, etc. And women, they saw, when they used to see men coming, they used to say, quickly go inside your house. They knew at this particular time, men are going to be in the masjid. They're not going to be in a particular place. So even the women knew, now it's time for us to come outside because there's no men around here at that time. All of a sudden, this young man, he was coming back and the women, they said, quickly go into your houses. And they all rushed into their houses. After he walked past, they said, that young man, he never raises his gaze anyway, he never looks up. So this haya, we can see in us. When a pious person comes, quickly put a hat on our head, what is that? That's that level of modesty still in us. When women, they used to see that a man is coming, they used to quickly make sure that they have their headscarf on, or when they're going to answer the door, they used to check that if there's any man in the house, let him answer. But slowly, slowly, this is because we're living in these communities, we're forgetting what our basics are, we're forgetting what our religion is, we're forgetting what our upbringing should be like, and whatever we see is a bit of this, a little bit of that, and we're bringing anything into it. Modesty is such an important topic for us to learn. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, modesty only brings goodness.
Subhanallah.
Only brings goodness.
Subhanallah.
So if your house is modest, your children are modest in their speech, in their dress, it makes us, alhamdulillah, proud of them. If your child is modest and their speech is polite and good, then we are happy and we can be proud to say these are our Muslim youth and our children. If our children are not in that way, it doesn't matter if they're young and they're old, they make embarrassment to everybody. Even if you go to somebody's house and the person that's got no concept of modesty or has got no thought of modesty, he'll answer the door in his shorts on. He's answering in a way, he's not even thinking that, look how I'm standing. I am doing something which is sinful, not just for myself, but for making other people sinful as well. And even to the extent that people have not realized how to dress in a modest way, that even in masjid, even inside the masjid, they are dressed inappropriately.
Gee.
They are dressed in such a way, they are making themselves sinful, they are making other people sinful. Why? Because they are away from the religion. Even to the extent people have come to the masjid dressed in those things which are not permissible, which are not allowed. I mean, they're saying, it's brother, we're living in modern times. Modern times doesn't mean immodesty, brother. That doesn't mean that you go around dressing how you like or doing whatever you like. We're speaking to Muslims here. We're speaking to the ones that have believed in Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that have, alhamdulillah, azawajal, come into the fold of Islam, that now have to stay within the boundaries of Sharia. It's not whatever you want to do, whatever what you think is right. Remember, modesty is such an important thing that it has effect on others. If somebody is sitting in a meeting with professional people, tie, suit, jacket, and there's a meeting going on, and somebody comes dressed in their shorts or something comes dressed in their night clothing, do you think the company is going to allow them to say, stay here, everybody's okay? You're representing the company.
Okay.
How you representing the company has a big impact.
Yes.
Now, the company, the suit, the tie that you're supposed to go in, and you go in your night pajamas, the company is obviously going to reprimand you, tell you what, say you've given us a bad image. What image are we giving Islam?
Allah.
What image are we giving to the people that don't know us, that don't know that religion? People, just by looking at our clothing, yeah. Alhamdulillah, azawajal. I can remember reading one Madani Bahar in Fazani Sunnat, is that brothers that traveled many years ago to one of the Far East countries, I can't remember which one, maybe it was North Korea, one of those countries, and people, just by looking at them, just by seeing them, alhamdulillah, azawajal, they recited the kalima and they came into Islam.
Yeah, in South Korea.
It was in South Korea. It was in South Korea. So our dress has a big impact. People looking at your dress, they'll ask you questions.
Mm.
You dress like this trying to get a bus stop, you could need somebody to come in towards Islam. Why are you wearing Imam al-Sharif? Why do you dress like this? You explain to this, the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah.
Sure.
So dress has a big impact on people, the way we dress. And never ever should we be embarrassed to dress, alhamdulillah, in this manner. I can say, and many brothers that are here, they can also say, we dress like this. Nobody stops you.
You travel like
which you could all around the world. All around the world. You travel more than anything.
Africa, even in Muslim countries, they will look you, oh, the stranger coming. Yeah. Imam Sharif, in Muslim country, yeah. You know, ek thodi si hoti hai, dil ko bhi wo hota hai, ki yaar, Musliman mulkon mein aisa haal hai. Lekin wohi baat hai ke, very modesty everywhere, Muslim country or non-Muslim country, aap kahin bhi le le. Jabki Quran Pak mein bhi yehi hai, apni nigaahon ko neechi rakho, apne banao singa na dikha. Women, they doing fashion, not for their husband.
Not for their husband.
Not for inside house, for the outside.
For the outside.
Uski everything is for their husband. वो फैशन आउटसाइड के लिए कर रही है, बाहर जाएगी तो अच्छी होगी, अंदर होगी तो गंदी रहेगी. तो ये इस्लाम को इसको पसंद नहीं किया गया. इवन के ऑन द क्या कहता द नाइट ऑफ मेराज पवित्र सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम सीन द पनिशमेंट अबू में बालों के साथ लटकाएगी. अच्छा हाथों के साथ लटके, थोड़ा इमेजिन करें, बाल थोड़े से खींचते दर्द होता है, बालों से किसी को लटकाया हुआ, बालों के साथ लटकी हुई और दिमाग जो है ना उसका खोल रहा था. और बताया गया कि मर्दों से गैर मर्दों से बाल नहीं छुपाते, 95% आज तो फिक्र ही नहीं बाल. अच्छा दुपट्टा किसके लिए होता है? बाल छुपाने के लिए है, दुपट्टा ऐसे रखने के लिए नहीं है. तो दुपट्टे भी चले गए, पहले चादरें सब कुछ होता था, अब चादरें गई, दुपट्टे भी गए, सारी चीज अल्लाह हमारे हाल पर रहम फरमाए. लेकिन जो असल दुपट्टा ये चीजें कवर करने के लिए होती है, खाली रखने के लिए नहीं होती.
जैसा यू नो आई सॉ पोस्ट वंस दैट इन द ऑटोमन टाइम्स यू नो हाउसेस वी हैव a little thing to knock the door, right? In those days, they used to have two of those knocking things, right? And one was slightly different to the other. It would make a slightly different sound. Sure. And the purpose of that was that if a man's coming and knocking, he knocks this one so that Allah. Inside they know that sure. A man's come and a brother or a son or the father will come and answer them.
Allah.
And if a woman's come, she will knock the other one so that inside the people know that, okay, it's the sister, it's the woman, etc. And one of the ladies will come out. This is the level of modesty and the mindset that Muslims used to have in the past. And you know, nowadays people they slide things off so easily. Oh yeah, it's not that deep. But you're thinking too much.
We are in 21st century, so what? If you are in 20, you can be in 30th century, so what?
Astaghfirullah. And sometimes people even try to use Islam, Sayyidab, to make excuse. Oh, you know, Islam is not that difficult. Why are you overcomplicating things, etc.? This is a very dangerous mindset to have because Islam has given us rules very specifically. And the other thing to bear in mind is that modesty or good character or any of these traits is not a part-time job. It's not that Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, I want to be modest and the rest of the week, I choose to be immodest. Or that for the rest of the year, I'm modest, but when it comes to Eid, when it comes to weddings, when it comes to any family functions, I'm immodest. I can take my hijab off. I can do all these things. No, Islam, you enter completely.
Yes.
If you are modest, then, you know, that's how you carry yourself around and that's what you are known for. If truly people try to just learn the basics of Islam, you know, modesty is the core foundational qualities of each and every single Muslim. And we're not even talking about practicing Muslims. You know, we're feeling loud as well. Someone who prays five times a day, well, this guy is very pious. This guy, you know, he's next level. Five times a day praying is not next level. It's the very basic. It's where it starts. I feel
it's
always
it's first on every Muslim.
It's like Rumba just is mentioning, Alhamdulillah, if you just look at the scenario of the door he's mentioned,
Allah.
Just by knocking and a person knocking on the door and a person opening the door, you can understand their level of modesty.
So
you can understand. The way
if
you have a look at the person from the outside, the way he's knocking, if he's a modest person, if he understands modesty, he will knock and go to the side. If he doesn't have no concept of modesty, he's probably knocking, looking through the letterbox, looking through the window to see who's coming, who's going. No understanding of modesty, have to knock. He will knock five times, six times, bang the door. Not understanding that, knock once and wait.
Yeah.
Second time, knock, wait. Third time, don't get replied, don't be grieved, disgruntled, walk off, go away. That's the person on the outside. Stand to the side. You don't know who's going to open the door. It's not your duty to look inside their house and check their wallpaper. Your job was to knock and stand by the side. You don't know who's opening the door. And if somebody is not opening the door, then you should walk away. The other thing is the person on the inside. If somebody with modesty is going to quickly check to see how am I dressed, have I got my physique? If it's a man, you can see I want to be a bit presentable to when I go by the door. How am I dressed? Am I dressed in a way that I'm going to make the person standing outside uncomfortable? If it's a woman, she'll think to herself, there's maybe a man at the door. Should I send my son? Or should I not answer the door? I don't know who he is. Or if she sees an Islamic sister standing there, she'll make sure that she's dressed correctly and then go to, because she might answer for her Islamic sister, but other people are walking past. So the knocking on the door and the person opening the door, it gives a whole concept and your understanding of the modesty and the level of modesty that will be among that person. Why? The more one has noor of iman, the more one will become modest.
Subhanallah.
The more iman that you're getting, your taqwa is coming, the piety is coming, the more modest you'll be. The more that you become in practicing. Now you're offering salah. You should be avoiding chatting to non-mahram women. You should be avoid going to here. But if this is not taking place, then remember, there's something that may be not quite right. That's why we always say, when we travel among the kafila, that remember, and we hear from the ulama, that the salah will save us from behiya, it will save us from immodesty, it will save us from indecent talking. And when it doesn't, and still you see people offering their salah, and they flirting with women, and they're talking to women, they're still offering their salah, and they're doing immodest things, then there's definitely something wrong, either in your salah, in your qiraat, in your ghusl, in your wuzu, you're doing something wrong. Why? Because salah will save you. But when you read salah properly, and you do it correctly, then salah will save you. If you're still doing these things, and that's another thing that people then use as a proof, but that brother, he reads salah and he's talking to women, how come it's not okay for me? That person over there, he's reading salah and yet he does these things. And this is the examples that we are using, and then people, they become confused. That's why he said that a modest person and a practicing Muslim, he should be very careful where he goes. Very careful where he goes. Don't let somebody else use that as an excuse then to do the same as well. When somebody is become now a person in society that's known as a pious person, he needs to think a million and one times before he goes to any place. Why? Because when the public see him, they'll use that as an excuse then to do the same thing. So modesty, iman, alhamdulillah, are very closely connected.
MashaAllah. Jo religious background hai, Mushahid bhai, होता ये कि सारे वो मैग्नीफाइंग ग्लास के साथ देख रहे हैं पीपल डूइंग ऑल सॉर्ट ऑफ इमोडेस्टी नो वन केयर बट इफ वन सिंगल मिस्टेक हैपन बाय एनी मौलाना साहब और एनी मौलाना साहब के दाढ़ी रखनी आई है तो जो ढंडोरा पीटते हैं जो मीडिया पे देते हैं जो कहते हैं वो सच है झूठ है दे डोंट केयर अबाउट इट लेकिन जो उसमें वो कहते हैं मिर्च मर मसाला चाट शाट लींबू शीमू सब डाल कर ना दे देते कि वो सच है या नहीं और झूठ पता नहीं क्या क्या बांध कर तो इतना भी नहीं होता कि यार इस्लाम को बदनाम कर रहे हैं क्या कर रहे हैं मतलब जो लिख रहा है जो बोल रहा है उसको भी सोचे कि मैं क्या लिख रहा हूँ और क्या बोल रहा हूँ और मैं क्यों कर रहा हूँ कोई है हर लिखने में भी मॉडेस्टी है बोलने में भी मॉडेस्टी है सिर्फ कपड़ों में मॉडेस्टी नहीं है एवरी एस्पेक्ट अगर आप देखें लाइफ का उसमें मॉडेस्टी इस्लाम ने हमें गाइडलाइन दी हुई
है You know, talking with people, having any type of conversation, we have to be very careful in what we say to people, how we say to people as well, because people can quickly turn the meaning of what you say and take in the negativity in, and that creates a person a bad name in that aspect. But just in this aspect, people will say certain things, they'll dress in a particular way. Just for the sake of saying that it is necessary to progress in career-wise. And because of our career, we need to say certain things, we need to do certain things. But they forget that whatever you work you're going to do, your sustenance has been written by Allah Almighty. You will get what you're going to get. Whether you work 5 hours, whether you work 20 hours, your sustenance has already been written. And therefore, we should be very careful as to how we deal with people in conversations, at work, our home, in every aspect. There's a little saying, Shazaf, that if something is yours, even though it's between two mountains, it will be yours. And if it is not written for you, even if it's between your two lips, it will not be yours. So therefore, we need to be very careful as to what we do, how we say things to people as well. Because we see many people, Shazaf, whether it's men or women, in the name of modesty, when if they are going out to college or university, at home they have been brought up in Islamic understanding environment, they'll dress in a particular way from home to go out. Once they're out, they'll have change of clothing with them in their bags, and they're out and then dressed in a complete different way.
Allah.
And we see this quite often, Joseph, where youngsters, especially nowadays, they're dressed in a particular way just to impress their friends in a particular way which they are. Your society, your circle of friends makes a significant difference as well as to who you are, what you represent. If you are sincere in modesty, then you will dress in a particular modest way so that people cannot, you know, talk bad about you. But if you're not careful about that, and if your friends are dressed in shorts and t-shirts and talking to non-mahram, chatting up, exchanging numbers and everything, you are going to automatically fall into that circle of friends. We need to be very careful and very concerned as to what kind of friends we are associating with, what kind of conversation we are having with friends as well. Sometimes our conversation with friends, it may be of a particular nature, it may be filthy, but yet because we don't have modesty, we don't even consider that as being bad.
Allah.
And we'll get involved in lodging these conversations for as a laugh and joke. We're just having a bit of a laugh and joke. But this laugh and joke,
it's not the method of laughing.
It's not a laugh and joke.
It's about your iman.
It is in your iman, and it's going to take you towards the fire of hell. That fire of hell, which we cannot tolerate. We can't tolerate the heat of this world. We can't tolerate the heat of a candle. How are you going to be tolerating that heat of hell?
Allah.
So be careful as to what you say.
Allah man, Allah fi. Are you a package dekhte inshallah? Bahut zabardast package hai. Ghulam Rasool kya bol raha hai? Ya Kaniz Fatima kya advice de rahi hai?
Kaniz Fatima, good girl. Kaniz Fatima, everyone loves her. She is truthful. She shows the wrong and enjoys the light. Everyone loves her. She is truthful. She shows the wrong and enjoys the light. Kaniz Fatima, good girl. Kaniz Fatima, everyone loves her. She is truthful.
Where's the answer gone? Hold on, let me just shut the window. Bye bye, may Allah protect you. Yay! Wow! Wow, that's wonderful. Once more, let me fly it. Oh wow, how nice it is. It's so much fun.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Qul huwa Allahu ahad, Allahu samad. Lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad.
Brother Ghulam Rasool, why did you stop recitation of the Quran as soon as you entered the house?
Unity remains in the house by reciting Suratul Ikhlas, Qul Huwa Allahu Ahad, after entering the home, and it brings blessings in the sustenance. Anyhow, I came for a reason. I'm gonna put sacred papers in the box. If you have any kind of sacred papers in your room or anywhere, could you kindly get them for me, please?
All right, Brother Ghulam Rasool, I'll just have a look.
Jazakillahu khairah.
Yay! Let me make another one. Oh no! Raika, what have you done? You ripped so many pages of your notebook. I wasted all of them. Look at this mess. May Allah Almighty forgive us. Raika, this is not nice. It's really bad.
Hold on a sec, sis. Let me explain. This was my rough notebook, which was full. That's why I asked Mum to buy me the new ones. This notebook was of no use at all.
Raika, remember one thing. Whatever we write in our notebook, we need to make sure that we respect it and honor it. Because remember, all those things that become a means of teaching us knowledge, we should give them all a lot of respect. We should make sure that we don't throw them on the ground and waste them and disrespect them in this way.
But sis, there's no hadith or any verse of Quran written on it. It was just a rough notebook.
Raika, whatever we write in our notebooks, regardless of whatever language it is in, we should make sure that we fully respect it. And in particular, we need to make sure that we don't disrespect sacred papers at all in any state. Dad Francis, but first of all, tell me one thing.
That what is meant by sacred papers?
Right, are all such papers that have the verse of the Quran written on them, or any part of it, or any name of Allah, or a name of any of the prophets, or of the awliya, or any such thing, or any such name. Respecting which is obligatory, meaning first upon us. Every such paper is known as sacred paper.
Astaghfirullah. This is truly, really bad. Please forgive me, sis. I'll not do this again in future.
Jazakallahu khaira. May Allah Almighty grant you steadfastness. Ameen.
Summa ameen. But sis, what is steadfastness?
Okay, Raika, let me explain you what steadfastness means. Steadfastness means to remain firm on any action, work, or intention that you make. Like right now you just said, that you will never do this again, ever in future. So I made a dua for you to Allah Almighty that, may Allah Almighty enable you to remain steadfast on the pious intention that you just made.
Ameen. Sis, what about my notebooks?
Yes, Raika, don't worry, I told Mum about that. She's just making a list of things to buy right now. She will add that in as well.
Jazakallahu khaira.
Brother Ghulam Rasool, here you go.
Brother Ghulam Rasool, where are you taking this?
Raika, I'm going to put this sack of secret papers in the sacred paper box that we have on our street.
Sis, why not sell these papers to the guy who buys secondhand papers?
No, Raika, I've seen on these papers that there are many respectful and noble words and sacred names written on them. It is not right and appropriate to sell them as you have just suggested.
Did you see? There's Bismillah written on it. We should make sure that we respect these sacred writings.
The final messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated, the one who picks up such a piece of paper from the ground, which has Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim written on it, out of the respect of Allah Almighty, Allah Almighty will include him among Siddiqeen.
Siddiqeen? What is meant by Siddiqeen? Raika, Siddiqeen are those people who tread upon the path of the Prophet alayhim as-salam with sincerity.
Instead of doing this to the sacred papers, we should try and gather them and put them in the sacred paper box. And for this purpose, Darul Islami's boxes of sacred papers are the best option for us. Because they have a proper system in place, from the point of collecting the sacred papers to disposing them respectfully according to Sharia.
Dear children, if you ever come across any such paper on the way, or you see any such thing on your way which contains any sacred words, or any verse of the Holy Quran, or any hadith written on it, then make sure to pick it up. After that, clean it properly and ask an elder person to put them in the available boxes of sacred papers in your locality with utmost respect and reverence. Jazakallahu khaira.
I'm sorry.
Kaniz Fatima, good girl.
Kaniz Fatima. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ji, Kaniz Fatima, good girl. Kya keh rahi hain aaj? Iftikhar bhai.
Madani Phool, regarding respecting Muqaddas Awraq. From a young age, teach our children ourselves anything that Alhamdulillah Azzawajal is has got any scripture, any writing, any Arabic on there, or anything that's linked to the religion, we should make sure that obviously we respect it. And if it is ripped from a book, or if there's any piece of paper that it has separated from any book, then we don't throw it to the bin, mazallah. We make sure that we put it inside an envelope or a bag, we label it. And when the time does come for burial, and especially here in the UK, Dawat Islami does do burial, and they collect the Muqaddas Awraq. And there's, Alhamdulillah Azzawajal, according to Sharia, with the advice of the scholars, they bury these, Alhamdulillah Azzawajal, in the correct manner, with respect. And we should be making sure at that time we hand in our Muqaddas Awraq to them. Also linked, another point that I was going to mention is that as we're watching these episodes of cartoons for the youngsters, it's from that age where the modesty needs to be taught. It's from that age that they grow up learning the modesty. When the modesty, they see it and they learn it and they grow up adopting it, and when they reach these teenage years, then we won't have the case where our youngsters are out of control and they're doing all sorts with their clothes, with their dress, with their driving, with their music, etc. So teach your children this modesty from a young age. Look how she corrected her sister.
SubhanAllah.
As soon as she threw the paper, she stopped her. You don't say, okay, I'll tell her later. I'll tell her when she's 12. I'll tell her when she's... Tell them when they're young. When they do something immodest in the house, straight away, rectify them. Tell them it's something wrong. Why? Because if you don't, it's going to continue until it becomes a monster. Then it's very hard to control at that time. So anything that you see your children or you see in the household or as an older person, in a polite way, correct them and tell them that this is not right. This is immodest. Don't do this. Don't say this. Don't dress like this. Don't talk like this when guests come. Get in the habit of correcting each other in a polite way in the house. And when you do correct each other, what's going to happen is that your modesty levels will be a lot better when you go in front of the public, inshallah.
MashaAllah, Shahid Bhai, up here.
Just a very important message from the clip as well about the respecting of the literature and dealing with one another as well. Unfortunately, many people nowadays, they have Islamic literature, but they don't know how to respect it. They don't know what to do with it. And alhamdulillah, as Tahab mentioned that, you know, respecting your prayer, put in a higher place, and then give it to an institution, at least where they can take it and bury it as well, rather than making folding planes out of it or making some sort of a game out of it and playing with it, throwing about in the house. Very important how we respect this literature.
MashaAllah.
I think the way, you know, we discussed that immodesty is being trying to be spread throughout media, social media, etc., I believe, you know, subhanAllah, and the way the Al-Islami is trying to tackle it one way is through these educational cartoons of the kids. You know, sometimes there's a message which is indirect. So, for example, the clothing or the attire of Kaniz Fatima, you know, that is there's role modeling to young girls that this is how a girl or, you know, someone in your house of this age should be. And subhanAllah, you know, a beautiful way of educating and getting across not only Islamic points and principles, but also the way that a Muslim should be in the everyday sort of life.
MashaAllah, you have some words.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sarvar kaho ke malik o maula kaho tujhe Bye.
جزا کا کہو تجھے لیکن رضا نے خط میں سخن اس پہ کر دیا میرے رضا نے خط میں سخن اس پہ کر دیا خالق کا بندہ خلق کا آقا کہو تجھے خالق کا بندہ خلق کا آقا کہو تجھے سرور کہو کہ مالک و مولا کہو تجھے راتیں بھی مدینے کی باتیں بھی مدینے کی جینے میں یہ جینا ہے کیا بات ہے جینے کی تعریف کی لائق جب الفاظ نہیں ملتے تعریف کی لائق جب الفاظ نہیں ملتے کس طرح کرے کوئی تعریف مدینے کی کس طرح کرے کوئی تعریف مدینے کی ایسا ہوا طیبہ کی گلیوں سے وہ گزرے ہیں ایسا ہوا طیبہ کی گلیوں سے وہ گزرے ہیں اس وقت بھی گلیوں میں خوشبو ہے مدینے کی اس وقت بھی گلیوں میں خوشبو ہے مدینے کی راتیں بھی مدینے کی باتیں بھی مدینے کی
اللہ صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. جی افتخار بھائی,
talked quite a bit regarding the dress and modesty in dressing. We've talked, touched a little bit about speech as well. But one of the things that inshallah we'll try to highlight through this waqia, that once Sayyidina Ahmad bin Yahya alayhi rahmah said, once Sayyidina Imam Shafi rahmah, he passed through a market of lambs, and he said, I was, and we were behind him, and we were walking, and suddenly people in that marketplace, they were talking indecently, immorally, and Imam Shafi rahmah suddenly turned his attention towards this and said, quickly protect your ears.
Allah.
Protect your ears quickly against this foul language, because whoever listens to it deliberately, it is as if he has been involved in this curse. And it is only for the foolish, the one who has a great desire to fill his mind with fear, to listen to it. So he, alayhi rahmah, quickly instructed those people behind him, cover your ears, don't listen to it. And today, the vulgar speech, the indecent talks, the filthy language, this is what's being taken place. And even people reach an extent where they talk about those things that they're not supposed to talk about. Allah. And people try to gain satisfaction from it. Certain things are private. To talk about and to share them is not allowed. And indecency, you see a lot of people, they sit amongst them. Why? Because for their lust and for their desires, they want to listen to this kind of filth. A great warning has been given that Sayyidina Shu'ayb bin Sa'id alayhi rahmah has narrated, whoever derives pleasure out of indecent talks, His mouth will discharge blood and pus on the day of judgment.
Allah.
Such will be coming out of his mouth. So who are we sitting with? Who are we speaking to? What are we listening to? It could be from the media, it could be from the news, it could be from the screen that's coming out at us. And the worst and the most dangerous is our social media, our phones, where we alone, what we listen to, what we hear, is very, very important for us to make sure that we stay away from this immodesty and this filth that is around us at the moment. And you're going to say, how are we going to do that when we live in such a time and era? If you want to gain motivation, then if you look at the blessed life of Mir al-Sunnat, we can gain this motivation. I was reading today that once Mir al-Sunnat, after returning from a journey, he requested that at the flight was landing at a certain time. And he requested people not to come to pick him up. Why? Because there might be immodesty around you, people around you, and didn't want anybody to indulge into it, or look at it, or see it, or become part of it. So he, Amir al-Sunnat, he advised the people not to come out at that time. Why? Because the mindset is there to protect them, save ourselves. And this is the mindset, when we get it, then we protect ourselves from this indecency and this immodesty that's coming. But if the mindset's not there, if that thing is not there, then what's going to happen is that we're going to continue to do that. And there's a further warning. A person who uses obscene language will appear on the day of judgment in the face, like a face of a dog.
Allah.
That'll be the state of that individual. And today we're not worried. What we are saying, language, swear words coming out of our mouth, indecent words coming out of our mouth, and we think this is part of our way and our culture. Some people, they have become so used to swearing that they can't string two sentences together without using a swear word. They can't say two or three sentences. And when this habit comes into them, then what happens is in the masjid, they're using obscene language. When they're going to the blessed lands, they're using the obscene language.
Definitely.
Even at the time when they are supposed to be very careful, they can't help themselves but to utter these words. So obscene language, filthy talking, and this rude talking is not the way of a Muslim. This is immodesty, it's wrong. And if somebody was to sit, and people say, come over brother, we'll have a chit chat, we'll have a discussion, we'll have a, you know, a get together, what are you discussing, what are you talking about? It's going to end up you talking about something wrong. You're better to adopt, not to adopt this type of company and be alone, than rather to go to these type of mehfils. And on the day of Eid, when families come together, and this tends to happen, what are the conversations? What are we talking about? Are we backbiting? Are we slandering? Are we accusing others? People that probably haven't been to Taraweeh, they're talking bad about other people. People that haven't even recited the Quran, now they're attacking other people. People that have done this, they're saying, brother, look, you don't be too pious. Don't become a person that becomes too, alhamdulillah, loving of Islam. You know, live in this world, become normal as well. And they use this to attack that one individual in the room. That's the one that's tried. That one individual or two individuals that have tried to do something, the rest try to use them as a target. Why? To give themselves a bit of comfort and silence. That we haven't done anything good, but let's destroy this person's modesty, destroy his respect and his image, so at least try to bring him down to a level. Advice to these people is that, remember, silence, alhamdulillah, azawajal, and your forbearance and your patience, inshallah, will shine. It will come forth. But if you explode and you say something that's immodest, rude, or foul to them, then they've achieved their target. So remember, inshallah, azawajal, you're doing this and we're doing this for the pleasure of Allah. Remember, only Allah knows what's in our hearts. So if you are trying to adopt modesty and people are against you, then don't worry about it. There was a brother, he mentioned a fantastic story. He said that he used to wear, obviously, green Imam al-Sharif then, and he used to wear brown chadar, as brothers can remember. And he said that one of his family members, they started to veil. And when they started to veil, obviously when you go out, you think everybody's looking at you. It's something, a psyche in your mind that's thinking everybody's doing it, but maybe they're not, or most likely they're not. He said that when they started to veil, one of his family members, they went out, and it was mainly a non-Muslim area. And the family member, she said, look, everybody's staring at me. Because I'm veiling, everybody's looking at me. It's because of this look, I feel out of place. He said, I mentioned something to her which made her smile and give her more motivation. He said, I said to her, how do you know they're not looking at me? I'm dressed with a green imama. I'm wearing a chadar around me, I'm wearing another chadar, I'm wearing a big white suit. How do you know they're not looking at me?
Allah.
So you can give confidence to other people with your comment and with your, alhamdulillah, your polite words. Another brother, you mentioned that when you start first keeping a beard, said everybody was saying to him, shave your beard, don't keep the beard. So he said, after keeping the beard and being disheartened, people at work, people in the family, people abroad, people everywhere saying to me, brother, don't keep the beard. He said that then he was seriously considering shaving. So everybody's making these negative comments. He said, everybody's saying this. So he's very close to shaving his beard. He said that I went to read Zohar prayer. And the Imam, he said to me in a beautiful, passionate way that, MashaAllah, look how beautiful your beard is. It suits you. You look so beautiful. He said, my level of jazba, enthusiasm from zero went to hero.
Allah.
He said, after that, I decided I'm never going to shave. So our comments, you know, when somebody is being negative and they're trying to adopt modesty, our one comment can encourage them. When you see somebody wearing modesty, encourage them. When you see somebody adopt modesty and they're wearing a couple of layers because they want to be modest, encourage them. So your encouragement, your words can make somebody, inshallah, continue for a long time.
MashaAllah, our company jo hai na, wohi problem hai immodest wali company se, jiski wajah se problem hota hai. Aur Aqa Alaihi Salatu Wassalam ne farmaya, har behiyai ke kalam karne wale pe jannat ka dakhla haram hai. Ye jo galiyan bakte hain, behiyai ki baatein karte hain, gandi baatein karte hain, isko usko kehte hain na, jannat ka dakhla haram hai. Bahut se humne dekho namazi bhi honge, gali bhi bakre honge. To kya asar kya ho raha hai? चेंज ही कुछ नहीं आ रहा तो मॉडेस्टी कहां चली गई है तो कहीं ना कहीं प्रॉब्लम जरूर है अपनी एवरीथिंग का कहते हैं ना खुद ही पोस्टमार्टम कर लें चेक कर लें लुक एट आवर पाइस पीडी से सर वाज अ ड्राउट टाइम एंड द पीपल वेंट टू हजरत निजामुद्दीन औलिया रहमतुल्लाह अलैह इन हिज ब्लेस कोर प्लीज कैन यू डू दुआ ताकि बारिश हो जाए आसानियां हो जाए हमारे लिए बहुत परेशानी है यू नो व्हाट ही डन ही वेंट इनसाइड द हाउस केम विद अ थ्रेट Can you imagine? People came to you to supplicate in the court of Allah, or आप जाकर thread लेकर आया तो लोगों को हैरानगी नहीं होगी. बोले हम दुआ के लिए हाथ उठा दे नहीं. He went inside the house, came out with the thread, and you know how he supplicated in the court of Allah. कि या अल्लाह, ये मेरी माँ की चादर का धागा है जिसको किसी आज तक ना महरम नहीं
अल्लाह 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 सुभानअल्लाह
हम ये हमेशा पर्दा करती रही इसके सदके में इस धागे के सदके में वो जो नेक औरत जो पर्दा करती थी यानी उनकी वालदा मोहतरमा की बात है कि जिसको किसी ना महरम नहीं देखा उनकी उस चादर के धागे के सदके में बारिश बरसा दे और उसी वक्त बारिश हो गई अल्लाह के करम से
सुभानअल्लाह
ये है नेकों की बरकत दिस इज कॉल्ड मॉडेस्टी उस मॉडेस्टी वाले की फिर एक एक जो चीजें होती है ना उससे बरकतें मिल रही होती है ये अल्लाह के करम से होता है तो हमें भी चाहिए अपनी बहन बच्चियों को मॉडेस्टी की बात करें वुमन जो इस्लामी बहनें या थोड़ा सा कि आने जाने लगती हैं थोड़ा बहुत होता है कि वॉचिंग मदनी चैनल थोड़ा सा जहन बनता है इज्तिमा फिर इधर उधर जाती है अच्छा वो भी ये कर रहा है वो भी ये याद रखें नेकी की तरफ खींचना पड़ता है गुनाहों की तरफ दौड़ के जाता है गुनाहों की तरफ जाना बड़ा ईजी आज के दौर में अपने आप को बचाएं जहन्नम की आग से बचाएं जन्नत की लात से गुजर करें इजी नहीं है कोशिश करनी पड़ेगी स्ट्रगल करनी पड़ेगी तब जाकर आपको वो मिलेगा ना किसी आंख ने देखी ना किसी कान ने सुनी ना किसी जबान ने चखी जन्नत में वो नेमतें हैं तो अल्लाह हमें मॉडेस्टी अता फरमाए शायद में क्या बात करेंगे आखिर में
व्हेन वी सी समथिंग इमॉडेस्ट हैपनिंग वी आर क्विक एट पिकिंग पॉइंट्स ऑन द इमॉडेस्टी ऑफ अनदर पर्सन बट वी डोंट लुक एट आवरसेल्फ For example, if there's something happening outside your house, if a male or female are doing something wrong or behaving improperly in a particular way, a person will surely get angry and he'll go outside and tell them, look, move away from my house. But if he shows up, on the other hand, what are we doing inside the house? We're sitting there watching TV. If some scene comes on a TV, you know, we're sitting there with our sisters, our daughters, our mothers, and just watching the same thing, having a laugh about it and making jokes about it. We need to ponder upon what was happening outside your house. You quickly got up and told those people that that is the way you're doing is wrong and everything to protect your household. But equally, what is the difference that you're doing inside by watching those particular things? Islam, Shahzab, is a religion that promotes modesty. And Islamic teachings developed an attribute of modesty existing in human nature. Shahzab, her son was martyred in a battle. And she reached the blessed court of the Prophet ﷺ. wearing a niqab in order to get information about her son. And someone surprisingly said to her, why are you wearing the parda? Even at this time that, you know, your son has been martyred, she said that I've lost my son. I haven't lost my modesty. This is, you know, the thinking of our previous pious people. We need to look at what is our way and what we're teaching our children. It's sad to say that we don't give a single thought about the modesty of our families and what's happening around us, because we are looking at that status, that reputation among society, that people say, yeah, they, you know, modern, they got status. But yet, in the name of that, we're losing the modesty, whereas modesty should be the priority or forefront of everything.
MashaAllah. Chale ji, aap kya message ko please dena chahte hain?
The beloved daughter of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam,
subhanallah,
and the level of modesty, subhanallah, that she had and that she displayed for the Muslim, truly a role, you know, role model and example for us to follow. But just shortly, when Sayyidah Fatima Zahra radiallahu anha, before she passed away, in her last moments of her life, it was Sayyidah Asma radiallahu anha, who was the wife of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anha, she said to her that when I pass away, when I leave this world, perform my ghusl and my janaza at night. Why? So that when I pass away, the people do not see me, even in my last moments of the dunya. So that her level of modesty was such that even when she's saying she's passing away, she doesn't want that ghair mahram were to gaze at her.
Allah.
So, you know, Islam has given us very clear instructions. It is upon us to follow them, inshallah.
MashaAllah. Our right answer kya hai, zara chala dein screen ke upar. Sayyiduna Israel alayhi salam, the name of the angel of death is Israel alayhi salam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The blessing from Rabbul Alameen, Rabbul Alameen, Islam is the way of life.